Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the catch-up. If you're hanging out for that big clue for Sounds of Southwest, I'm going to give it to you in a second. Before we get there, what is in the catch-up today? Well, I had a great chat with Shane Hope, all about the big game tonight. Hawthorne Richmond, he's so smart. He's going to be there. He gave me a little bit of hope being a Hawthorne supporter, so listen to that one. Also, Mira Webster gave me a call today. She's always interesting. We had the Deputy Mayor of Bunbury, Jason, and talking about that train into the CBD. Very interesting chat there. A great fundraiser as well for Lombok. Also, that was Jerry having a chat with him about that. Also, I had a little bit of fun today talking about Waruna. You can get that one. Also, a little bit in regards to how you can sleep better. I had a chat with a munchkin from The Wizard of Oz. I'm not making that up. And there's a few other little things in there that you can enjoy. Now, let's get to the bit you're waiting for. The clue for Sounds of the Southwest. As we already know, it's in the Big Orange in Harvey. We already know that at this point, we are now just trying to figure out what actually is that sound. We've had some people get pretty close to it, but not close enough. So here is the clue. I'm going to do another sound. Now, we already know what the sound of the Southwest is, that angry donks at this one. But this is another sound to kind of coincide with that sound to help you. Ready? I don't think I can say any more than that. If you can't get it tomorrow, I think it's really going to be the early bird gets the worm. So good luck, happy hunting, and hopefully we can give away $3,125 tomorrow. Enjoy the catch-up. I thought I would sneakily get a cheeky haircut. I managed to find a few hours of my day. I was very excited about it. I was like, yes, I haven't had a haircut in a couple of months. I'm beginning to look like I've got a big mop on my head. Went there, started to get the haircut, and something that has never, ever happened to me before happened. I fell asleep. Like I was out. I was out solid. I woke up, and you know how when you normally wake up when you're not meant to be asleep, some of you have that jolt? I must have known that I was at a hairdresser's, and thank goodness I did not jolt, because that could have ended very, very badly. I'm just sleepy. I'm just sleepy. What can I say? Alan for Breakfast right across the Southwest. And it is the Southwest. Just to clarify, the Southwest, Waruna, Harvey, you're all part of it. We love it. But it looks like Perth is trying to spread out even more, which is just ridiculous. I don't know what their plan is, maybe to have the biggest, longest city in the entire world, but they've just set their sights onto another Southwest town. And I've actually prepared a little bit of song about it. I don't want to make you nervous, but they've got their eyes set for you. So get ready, get prepared. They're coming. Ooh, my little rural one, my country one. Earth City has made a fine call to Waruna. You're gonna be overrun, overrun. Now you're just another Perth suburb, Waruna. Population's going up, it's blowing up. Your rates are going up, it's just so much. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Why, oh why, oh why? Now. Waruna. Yep, that's the news. Waruna, they're coming for you. In saying that, a lot of people that live in Waruna have said, don't expect to see anything like that until at least another 20 years. But you never know. They're ambitious, that Perth bunch, so look out for that. You could be in part of Perth before you know it. That's a good thing, but you might get some streetlights. You know, pros and cons. Those original slippers from The Wizard of Oz that were stolen for the past 13 years have been recovered. How good is this? They were stolen from a museum, and the FBI have managed to track it down in a massive sting operation. They've got them back, and I happen to have a man, not saying he's guilty or innocent, on the line, Tommy from the Lollipop Guild. Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, welcome to the show. But don't be throwing around online accusations. I'm innocent until proven guilty.
But you are suspected of this. You know that, right?
Well, I'm not saying that I did it. But let's just say the Scarecrow didn't have enough brains to pull off an operation like this. The Lion didn't have the nerve. And I can tell you right now, the two men certainly didn't have the hat for this, that's for sure.
So you're saying that you did it. A munchkin stole Dorothy's slippers. My goodness.
What do you expect from me? After the Wizard of Oz, all the dudes dried up for us here in the Lollipop Tour. Who needed manos? And rather than brags for a pair of shoes, they're not eternal.
Yeah, but you know, Judy Garland wore these shoes. These are very, very cool slippers. They're not just regular shoes, you got to understand. And anyway, this sounds very guilty. This sounds like you did it, to be honest.
I mean, I'm not saying I stole them, but let's just say hypothetically, if I stole them, I'd be very, very happy about it.
Well, it sounds like you're guilty, to be completely honest. The FBI obviously have you behind bars, assuming a lot of questions. In fact, I don't think we should really talk much more if you've got this case that's pending. So I think we should wrap it up right now.
All right. Well, that's all I'm saying. I can't really say much more than that unless you want me to sing you a song.
No, no, no. That's good. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Well, we do appreciate it.
Is that it? Is that it?
I just in that breath.
Okay, thanks. Friday Eve, that's the way I like to look at it anyway. And I've got the Deputy Mayor of Bunbury in the studio. Jason, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Alan. Thanks for inviting me again.
Do you like the Friday Eve thing? Do you believe that how you rock, or you just go, no, we get through the week?
No, I just deal with each day, isn't
I'm an optimist, mate. What can I say? Plenty to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about this public space activation. You need some ideas.
Yeah, so it's just a city-run initiative we're looking at doing, basically throwing it out to the community and business people alike. It's on our website at the moment. Basically what we're calling for is expressions of interest or ideas to activate our public open spaces, so that there's a number of them spread around the city, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ones that particularly might be of interest is sort of the Kambana foreshore. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's all happening down there, the Marsden Square, CBD. Pretty much we're just looking for ideas, whether it be, you know, community or public art or something like that, but it's obviously open to businesses. It might be a pop-up stall or a little store like that, or a fitness group, who knows. It's just basically we're throwing out the community to say, come with us with some ideas, and our staff will work with you. And it's pretty much obviously just about activating those spaces and making Bunbury a real vibe and happening place. So those applications, you can find all the information you need on our website on the City of Bunbury, and obviously if you want to discuss any of it with the city, have a chat to them. Hopefully we'll get some real creative and cool ideas.
I'll tell you what's really popular at the moment, the Coles Minis. You probably heard all about this. I've heard that they're doing like Coles Mini markets where people go in there and swap and do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right. That's
there's an idea for you, mate. I'll leave that with you.
Sure.
I knew you were about to blow it off. But
as I said, mate, we're throwing it out to the public. So if someone wants to go with that idea, I mean, good luck to them.
I'm just saying. there's no way I'd be going to it. I thought I would throw it out there. Speaking of Kambana foreshore there, the Dolphin Discovery Centre, we're seeing the works on there. It looks like it looks almost finished from the outside. I don't know what it looks like on the inside. Are we still on track for that opening in December?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm yet to unfortunately have a wander through there at the moment, because obviously the builders are on there. But we had a bit of a briefing from the general manager down there a few weeks ago, and yeah, it's well on track. The plans look really, really good, as a lot of people may have seen already. So it's scheduled for a December 1 opening, which is great, in the middle of summer. And I believe there's the current builders on there have booked their Christmas party in the middle of December there, so that gives you a fair bit of confidence that they should be up and ready to go by that date, because they've got a bit of incentive, I'd say.
Absolutely. December 1st, it's actually my birthday, just quietly, we can pop over there and have a party at the Dolphin Discovery Centre.
Exactly. Sounds good, mate.
Something else I want to quickly talk about. I've been seeing these signs pop up all over the CBD, bring the trains into the CBD. I'm sure you would have seen this as well. It's a good idea in theory, but I'm curious if it has anything to do with you, or this is a state kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously been a lot of noise about that, and it comes up, as you can imagine, a bit in conversation with people who have a chat to me. So it certainly has some merit. Getting people into the city is something we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
From the city's perspective, obviously it's not in our immediate radar. There's no money available from a city's budget point of view to be able to pull off a project like that. So that's basically my advice back to the people. But the more noise and interest it creates, obviously, whether the state would have to get involved in it. If people keep pushing it and keep making noise, I guess the state might. I know there was a couple of election promises at the previous state election about people might looking at plans or potential ways. But yeah, unfortunately, it's well outside the Bunbury sort of scope to be looking at that at the moment. But there's certainly plenty of interest about it.
It would be pretty cool, a train all the way from Perth going directly into the CBD. That wouldn't be a bad thing for Bunbury, but it would be a huge lot of mess, because with that you need all the fencing and you need it all caged off. So yeah, it'd be a good idea in theory. Also, Mark McGowan was here, speaking of state government.
Yep.
He was here. Did you get the chance to bump into him?
I did. nice guy, Mark. He had a bit of a chat to him. It was a little bit late, as most politicians were, but we met him down at the Stirling Street Arts Centre where they awarded the $1 million state commitment to the upgrade or refurbishment of that centre, which is matched by the Bunbury. So
yeah,
basically $2 million. The last plans were for that upgrade were actually a little bit higher than that, so still obviously looking at some further funds. But to get that $1 million from the state government was fantastic, and to get obviously that thing, that place, I shouldn't say thing, that's not very nice to say about the Stirling Street Arts Centre, but to get that centre upgraded and refurbed, which is probably 30 years overdue.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a tour when we were there, and they were talking about the primary school that it was 60 years ago, and some of the buildings were still there, and especially the toilet blocks. So to get some money into there and have that happening is going to be fantastic for the city. That tender's gone out at the moment, and hopefully we'll have some building there by the end of the year.
Absolutely. He was late for you. He was early for me.
Okay,
because he came into the studio. He was crazy early, like threw off my whole day because I was like, I got to do other things now. Oh, no.
That's what happens when you're important levels, I guess. I
mean, yeah.
That's why I'm always here early as well.
Yeah, you are early. You're good early. You're a couple minutes early. He was like half an hour early, and I was not ready. Had to put my pants on and everything. Hello.
Hello.
Muriel Webster, how are you?
It is indeed. Muriel Webster. How are you, Andrew?
Alan, I'm very excited. Richmond Hawthorn tonight. You must be pumped for the footy. Obviously, you're a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, Collingwood for us.
No.
We're going to stick it up the Eagles over there with that silly, what is it? It looks like an upturned cake tin or something.
The Optus Stadium.
We're going to win to the Eagles. That's all I can say to you.
All right, fair enough. You got a birthday party you're going to. Did I hear that right? Cliff was telling me.
I have got a birthday party this weekend, Saturday night. The township of Dardanup will be fairly jumping.
Oh.
Well, it might be a slight hop. I don't know about a jump. One of the Dardanup damsels is celebrating her birthday. I have great joy in this. Ask me why. Go on. Go and ask me.
Why?
Oh, it's funny you should ask, Andrew. She's older than me, so I will be pointing that out to her on the weekend.
I don't doubt that you will be. No, we're not allowed to ask ages, are we?
No, you are not allowed to do any such thing to a lady.
No, all right.
She's 2 years older than me, though, I'll tell you that. Do the geometry and I don't know what else yourself. Do you know how you are getting old, Andrew?
No, how?
You can remember when the Dead Sea was just thick.
Oh, Muriel, I do like your calling, and I guess good luck to Collingwood, and have yourself good day.
Good old Collingwood forever. Stick it up, the Eagle.
Oh, I'm going to fade her out. I wonder if she's still there. She's still?
Smith Malthouse is still there. That's mad.
Oh, my goodness, she's still on the line. Wait, is she still there?
Rippling biceps.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Still there, Andrew?
All right, bye, Muriel. I got Mr. Barry Urquhart on the line, the Managing Director at Marketing Focus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, today we're talking fusion.
Yeah, Alan, it's a little bit situation where some people are confused, and it's not about that. This is about fusion, where in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the big push in marketing and business generally was to differentiate and separate yourself from the mainstream. Now, of course, it's gone to a situation where market segmentation has become market fragmentation, and it's not economically viable to address and satisfy these customers. And so even with restaurants now, when you're going out, you go to a fusion Indian restaurant or a fusion Chinese restaurant, and it's kind of got the touch of the ethnicity that you're talking about, but it is an integration and coordination, broadening the appeal to a mass group of people.
Yeah, okay. Fusion. I like the idea of fusion, to be completely honest with you.
Well, I think it is appropriate because have a look at how many developments have been developed in the southwest, in Bunbury and that type of situation, and they've restricted the people buying it for 55 years of age and older. Now, the interesting thing is that they have sold those out very rapidly. There is a big roadblock in the second generation of buyers because they say, well, the prospective purchasers say, I don't want to be amongst old people. Now, that might be 70-year-old people talking about 55-year-old people, but it's about fusion because, interestingly enough, the residents who are getting advanced in their years of 60, 70 and 80, they love nothing better than to have young families with children. They become default grandparents, where the people go out and they say, do you mind babysitting my kids? So you are almost a default grandparent with the process of fusion.
That's exactly, isn't it, default?
Well, and it is. Look, it's an interesting scenario. And so you need to know your customers. And you've seen these sort of things happen in the past where floor covering retailers say, well, if people are going to renovate, they're going to want window treatments. That's not the case. You can't fuse those two because people buy and invest in floor covering at a different time with different criteria to window treatments and news agencies. Now, they were appealed to many pharmacists because pharmacists, 80% of their customers are females. They visit the pharmacy every fortnight, month, for certain biological reasons, mm-hmm. or when the family is sick. So pharmacists were saying, if we can integrate and fuse news agencies with pharmacies, people will come to the pharmacies more often.
That's
very seldom was that successful.
So it's all about, if you are going to do fusion, you need to make sure that it has the right synergy, whether it's a product or business you're incorporating.
Oh, there's no question about that. Now, let's take golf courses. I was up in Bali recently, as I was telling you, doing seminars for the professional PGA qualified retailers on golf. And now they're saying people aren't playing golf as often as they used to. They are older than they used to be, and it's not economically viable. Well, hold on. There's a lot of business people listening to this right now. They're very keen to get out, interact, network. But what they're not doing is every Wednesday afternoon, leaving early and going to the golf course and doing 9 rounds of golf or over the weekend. What they're doing is they're getting up at 5:30 in the morning, putting their lycra on, cycling with their mate. Now, all that the golf clubs and these golf professionals that, you know, on course golf, the network, they need to put an air stock above their building because cyclists, when going out, always want to ride into the wind. They're always looking for indications. Where's the wind blowing? So you become a destination point. Introduce cups of coffee because people in Lycra like coffee. And then if you've got a golf course with a large expansive area, you can underutilize, start to put in cycle paths so that you become a destination, put in lockers, people cycle up there, they have their coffee, change, go out, do a couple of holes of golf, come back, get back onto their bike and out they go. And that is fusion. And therefore, golf clubs, which are struggling to retain membership and viability, have got to start thinking separately and differently based on this whole concept of fusion.
And I've got a man on the line that is doing a lot to help out that Lombok earthquake situation. Jerry, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Alan.
Great initiative, mate. Doing a fundraiser with music. This is always a winner.
Yeah, definitely. And for a great cause as well. It's Sunday, 23rd of September, the Queen's Birthday Long Weekend at the Burlington Hotel. It'll be a 12-hour music marathon from midday to midnight.
That's fantastic. 12 hours. How many bands have you got signed up?
About 20.
Oh, they'll all be eager and pushing each other out of the way to make sure they get their set in.
Yeah, we'll be having Bar 51, the middle bar, happening with all duos and trios and jamming in there all day.
Oh, that's great.
As well as the front bar with all the big electric bands.
Yeah.
And we'll even have some buskers out on the footpath there as well.
Oh, I love it. And everyone's like happy to put their hand up and help out this great cause.
Absolutely. But at the moment, if I may, we're looking for sponsors to come on board to donate whatever they can.
Yeah.
Because we're having an auction during the show that will help to boost the funds up quite a bit too. During the auction. So any sponsors out there, please contact us and help out as much as you can, please.
Absolutely. What's the best way to get in contact with you, mate?
The Burlington Hotel through FLIR mm-hmm. or myself on 0438 325 002. You can call me.
Absolutely. You can contact the Burley, probably the best way to go about it. Well, I think the Southwest is a pretty generous bunch, mate, so mm-hmm. I'm sure you're going to get plenty of donations, mate. It's going to be a big weekend. Thanks for the chat today.
Yeah, thanks, Al, and I hope everyone can make it down to the Burley on that day and support the people in Lombok that are having a really hard time.
Absolutely. Jerry there, $10 to enter, happening Sunday the 23rd. Going to be a great fundraiser for Lombok and everything that's gone down there. So fantastic effort, and 20 bands. That's That's going to be huge. And who wouldn't like a better night's sleep? Well, this story has been going quite viral over the last few days, and I thought I would share it with you. This has a 96% success rate after 6 weeks of practice of getting you a better night's sleep. This is an army technique. It's to help to deal with the PTSD and all the other serious issues that come along with it. Now, this is a very interesting way to fall asleep. I have the technique right here in front of me. The first thing that you need to do is relax your body for 10 seconds. Now, that sounds easy enough, but they actually write it down here. They say, relax, start off with relaxing. And if you're driving right now, don't do this while you're driving. I started doing it yesterday to try it out, and I got very sleepy very quickly. Relax the muscles in your face. That's the first thing you need to do, including your tongue, your jaw, the muscles around your eyes. Just consciously think about relaxing those muscles. And then once you've relaxed them for 10 seconds, try to clear your mind. They've got a couple of scenarios that you may want to play over in your head. One of them is you could picture yourself in a canoe on a calm lake, looking up at the blue sky, and that is the only really thing that you can see around you. Or you could picture yourself snuggled up in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room. That sounds more scary to me. Or the third way is repeat the words in your head, don't think, don't think, don't think, for 10 seconds. That sounds like you're going crazy. But they claim it works. 96% success rate if you practice that over the next 6 weeks. So if you're looking at getting a better night's sleep and you've got a bit of patience to try something new, give it a shot. I will try this. I like the idea of relaxing my face. That's, but the rest of it sounds a little bit crazy to me. But hey, if it works.